We are continuing in our series this morning called Not Ashamed as we examine the gospel and look at its importance and its implications for our lives, as well as understand how to better share the gospel and understand its essential elements. From a study a few years ago of Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life, we discovered that we are made for a mission, and that mission is sharing our faith with others. We call that evangelism, and each and every follower of Christ is to be engaged in fulfilling the mission that God has for us. Jesus said in John 17:18, "In the same way that you gave me a mission in the world, I give them a mission in the world." That "them" includes us. Our English word mission comes from the Latin word for sending. Being a Christian includes being sent into the world as representatives of Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 20:21, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." The mission that Jesus had while he was here on earth is now our mission because we are the body of Christ. When Jesus was here on the earth, the things that he did in his physical body, now we are to continue as his spiritual body, the church. And so what is that mission? Well, that mission is introducing people to God. 2 Corinthians 5:18 says, "Christ changed us from enemies into his friends and gave us the task of making others his friends also." So God is at work rescuing people from their sin and reconciling them to himself so that they can fulfill the purposes that God has for their lives, that we might become a part of his family, to know him and to love him, to become like him, to serve him, and yes, to tell others about him. So that when we become children of God through faith in Christ, God wants to use us to reach out to others and to share that message of hope with them. So we are messengers of God's love and purposes in the world. Fulfilling your mission here on earth is an essential part of living your life for God's glory. And so the next phase of kind of this series that we're in, we'll take a look at a simple way to share your faith, to share the gospel with others. But this morning, we want to focus on several reasons why it's important that we fulfill the mission that God has for us, why that's so important for our lives and for the world. And the very first reason that sharing the gospel is so important is because it fulfills Christ's command. As his followers, we are to continue the ministry that Jesus began while he was here on this planet. We're called not only to come to him, but also to go for him and to share that message with others. Now that Jesus has returned to the Father in heaven, we are his hands and feet. We are his eyes. We are his voice. Jesus gave us the Great Commission saying, "Go to the people of all nations and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to do everything I've told you." So just before Jesus returned to his Father in heaven, he gave this commission or this commandment to his followers. And it was given to all of his followers. These words spoken by our Lord Jesus before ascending back into heaven are for each and every believer. It's not just for pastors. It's not just for paid professional staff. It's not just the missionaries who are commanded to be involved in sharing the message. This commandment is given to each and every follower of Jesus. We've all been commanded to go and to make disciples of all peoples. It's not optional, but mandatory. Jesus said, if we are his followers, this is what we do. We obey Christ's commission and we tell others about him. And when we do that, we are fulfilling what he commanded us to do here on earth. The distinguishing mark of a true follower of Christ is obedience to His commands. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will obey what I command." And He's commanded each of us to be a part of fulfilling this great commission, telling others about God's love for them. And that's also an expression of our love for God because it represents our obedience to this command. We're fulfilling Christ's command to go and make disciples. And it's a serious command. The seriousness of that commission is illustrated through the Old Testament prophet Ezekiel. God said to Ezekiel, "You must warn them so they may live. If you don't speak out to warn the wicked to stop their evil ways, they will die in their sin. But I will hold you responsible for their death." Now, Ezekiel wasn't responsible for how they responded, but he was responsible for sharing the message that God gave him to share. He was responsible to communicate that message, to warn them of the judgment that was coming because of their sin. And God will hold us responsible for being His representatives tasked with sharing this message of God's love through Jesus Christ. And we may be the only Christian some people will know and see. And so it is imperative that we share Jesus with them and fulfill this commission from Christ. The second reason sharing the gospel is important is because it focuses life's priorities. Jesus said we are to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. And when we give Jesus first place in our hearts and lives, then the things that are important to Him become important to us. And the most important thing to Jesus is seeing people added to His family. Jesus said in Luke 19 that the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. So sharing the gospel helps us focus life's priorities on those things that matter most. Telling others how they can experience eternal life is the greatest thing we can tell them. We've got the greatest news in the world, and sharing it with others is the greatest kindness that we can show to anyone. Understanding your life mission of telling others about Jesus kind of brings life's priorities into clearer focus. It enables you to concentrate your time and energy and resources fulfilling what God has planned for you. Focused priorities prevent distractions that consume our time and energy away from what matters most. And so sharing the gospel helps us to focus our life's priorities on the things that matter most. The third reason sharing the gospel is so important is because it fills your life here on earth with real meaning. William James once said, "The best use of life is to spend it for something that outlasts it." The truth is, only the kingdom of God is going to last. Everything else is eventually going to perish. Even this planet upon which we live, you know, Peter says it's going to burn with fire. It's not eternal. And so our lives here on earth can be filled with real meaning as we invest in those things that are going to last forever. Lives that are committed to worship and fellowship and spiritual growth and ministry and fulfilling our mission here on earth, those are the things that last forever. The results of those activities will carry on for all eternity. They'll provide real meaning to our lives here on earth. And so life here on earth takes on tremendous significance when you realize the tremendous honor and privilege it is to join with God in what He's doing. It is, yes, a huge responsibility, but also a tremendous privilege and honor to be used by God to make an eternal difference in the lives of others. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:18, God has given us the privilege of urging everyone to come into His favor and be reconciled to Him. Sharing your faith with others will fill your life with real meaning because you're both working with God and at the same time representing Him. We're given this tremendous opportunity to partner with God in building His kingdom here on earth. Jesus has secured our salvation. He's included us in His family. He's given us His Spirit, and He now is sending us out so that we can be partners with Him in sharing the gospel and building God's kingdom. We are His representatives in the world. We are, in fact, the word Paul uses is ambassadors. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5:20, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So we are ambassadors of Christ to proclaim this message of reconciliation, that you can be made right with God. Telling others about Jesus gives real meaning to life on earth because you realize you're investing in eternity. You know, as a parent, my greatest joy has been to see my children commit their lives to Christ and publicly proclaim that faith through these waters of baptism. What a joy to celebrate baptism, as we'll do in the second service, as people publicly proclaim their faith in Christ through those waters of baptism. There's no greater satisfaction in life than knowing that your life is making a difference, not just in time, but for all eternity. That God is using you to make a difference in someone else's life. The final reason it's important to share the gospel is because it furthers God's kingdom. Your mission on earth has eternal significance. It will impact the eternal destiny of other people. So in that respect, it's more important than any job or achievement or goal that you'll reach during your life here on earth. The consequences of your mission will endure for all eternity. Nothing else you do will make as much difference as helping people establish an eternal relationship with God. In the movie Schindler's List, it tells the story of one man who courageously rescued and saved over 1,000 Jews from certain death during World War II. And unless we are engaged in sharing the gospel with all peoples, they will face a future far worse than the Holocaust. Sharing your faith with others is rescuing them from an eternity of suffering. When you share your faith, when you share the gospel, you are furthering God's kingdom and you are rescuing individuals from an eternal death. Jesus said to His followers, go everywhere in the world and tell the good news to everyone. Fulfilling your mission of telling others about Jesus is joining with God in building His kingdom. That's why we must be urgent about the mission. Jesus said, all of us must quickly carry out the task assigned us by the one who sent me, because there is little time left before the night falls and all work comes to an end. So the clock is ticking down on our life mission. So we don't want to delay any longer. We need to be about the business of sharing the gospel with others. We need to get started on fulfilling our life mission by reaching out to others. And we need to do that now. We'll certainly have eternity to celebrate with those who've received that offer of salvation and made that commitment of their lives to Christ. But we only have our life here on earth to be able to reach them. And so we need to invest in building God's kingdom as we share the gospel with others. Now, that doesn't mean you have to quit your job to become a full-time evangelist. God may call you to do that. But probably He's placed you where you are because He wants to use you to reach people right where you are. Now, you have connections with people who need to hear that good news of God's love for them. And so look for the people that God's placed around you. It can begin in your family with family members and seeking to share that good news with them. People that you work with, people that you come across in your everyday life. Sharing the gospel is furthering the kingdom. Failing to fulfill our God-given mission here on earth is to waste the life that God has given to us. Paul said in Acts 20:24, "My life is worth nothing unless I use it for doing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about God's wonderful kindness and love." There are people right here in our community that need to be reached for God's kingdom. It is a small percentage of our community that gather on any church or at any church on any given Sunday. And so we have a huge mission field right here. And you are uniquely shaped by God and best suited to tell others about His great love. Because of where you live and how God has created you, you are the person that He wants to use to make a difference in the lives of those people that He has placed in your path. And if just one person's going to be in heaven because of you, then your life will have made an eternal difference for someone else. So start looking around your mission field and pray, God, who have you put in my path that you want me to share with? God, who do you want me to tell about Jesus? Fulfill your mission here on earth and you'll be partnering with God to further His kingdom. Now, the secret of being blessed by God is to participate in His agenda for the world, to be a part of what He is doing and accomplishing here on earth. Jesus modeled for us living life on purpose. He not only balanced God's five purposes for His life, He also prepared His followers to live their lives on purpose. And so He helped them to know and love God, which is worship. He taught them to love each other, which is fellowship. He gave them the Word so that they could grow to maturity. That's discipleship. He showed them how to serve others, and that's ministry. And He sent them out to tell others the good news of God's love, and that's evangelism. That's our life mission. God calls each one of us as followers of Jesus to that same mission today. Not only does He want us to live out His purposes for our lives, He also wants us to help others do the same. So God wants to use us to introduce people to Christ, to bring them into His fellowship, to help them grow to maturity and to discover their place of service, and then send them out to share that message with others. That's what living life on purpose is all about. Regardless of your age, the rest of your life can be the best of your life as we join with God in fulfilling the mission that He has for us. Your mission begins the moment you say yes to God's invitation to share with those around you. Step out in faith and trust God's Holy Spirit in you that we talked about last week, to empower you to share that message with others. Let's share the good news this week. I would encourage you again to sign up for the class that we'll do on Sunday nights beginning on the 17th. The next few weeks in our series, we'll begin to look at this way of kind of simply presenting the gospel message. I think it'll be a helpful tool for you. And then just step out in faith and tell people what God is doing in your life. Share the gospel with them and let God take that and use that in their hearts to produce an eternal change for them. Let's join together in prayer. Lord, thank you for making us for a mission in life. We have a reason for our existence and a purpose for our lives, and that is to bring glory to you. We accomplish that by fulfilling the purposes that you've established for our lives, to love you, to belong to your family, to become just like Jesus, to serve others, and to tell others about your love for them. And Father, I know you're going to do some incredible and amazing things in the world today. God, we just like the privilege of being included in some of those. We want to join you in your work, building your kingdom here and around the world. Lord, we want to fulfill the mission that you've made us for and become involved in telling others about you. And so, Lord, we just kind of renew that commitment this morning to live our lives on purpose. Fill us with your Spirit and empower us to accomplish the purposes that you have for each one of us. Lord, we commit ourselves to you first and to telling others about you. Lord, would you give us a sensitive heart so that we can see the opportunities that you place before us each day to tell others of your wonderful plan for their lives. And then, Lord, as we see those opportunities, give us the courage and the faith to act on that opportunity and to share that good news with others. Maybe this morning you're here and you can't really tell others about Jesus because you've never established a relationship with Him for yourself. I want to encourage you and invite you to begin that relationship today. Commit yourself to fulfilling the purposes that God has planned for you. If that describes you this morning, then why don't you join me in just saying this prayer quietly in your heart and let these words express your heart's desire. Say, "Dear Jesus, I want to follow you and fulfill the purposes that you have for my life. I admit that I need you and I ask your forgiveness for living my life without you. I believe you died on the cross to pay for my sin and rose again to offer me new life. So right now, I receive your gift of eternal life, and I commit myself to fulfill your plan and purpose for me. Jesus, I invite you to enter my heart and life and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Enable me to accomplish my mission here on earth for your glory. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for giving me new life in Christ. Beginning today, I will live my life on purpose for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." If you prayed that prayer, making that commitment to Christ, we'd like to celebrate that commitment with you. And